Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents A Dark and Stormy Murder by Julia Buckley, narrated by Rebecca Mitchell. 1. In her youthful and exuberant heart, she had never contemplated that her secret dream could ever really come true, and when it did, she found herself quite at a loss, as though the time of waiting for her miracle had ultimately been preferable to the daunting acceptance of destiny. From the Salzburg Train. I was immersed in The Lost Child, one of my favorite Camilla Graham novels, when an unlikely phone call changed my life. In my quiet living room, things were placid. I sat on my couch in blue jeans, a sweatshirt, and fuzzy socks, cuddling my sleeping cat Lestrade, whose large body practically warmed my entire right side. In the book, things were tense. It was dusk, and the Eiffel Tower gleamed gold in the background. The young Englishwoman, Philippa Earle, waited for the Frenchman, Henri, to get any news he might have about her lost charge, Colin, a sensitive 9-year-old who had somehow been taken from underneath Philippa's watchful and loving gaze. She feared for the boy's life, and the handsome Henri had told her, in a stolen conversation in the street, that he had more information for her. Now, she waited beneath the tower in the chill of a Paris spring, hoping against hope that little Colin, whom she loved more than his own parents did, would be returned to her. Lingering beneath her fear was a strange attraction to the mysterious Henri, the man who had murmured in her ear and briefly held her hand, hinting that all would be well. The phone rang, and I jumped. Lestrade jumped, too, but then settled against